exactly. Your idea has always kind of been whenever Jason does, you know, move on, that you would take that. Do you get any sense of how long that will be?
I really don't know. I plan on playing right this year, and if I do have to play left, I'll play left, but I'll focus on right tackle. So I expect him to be back next week, and that's really all I know, to be honest with you.
Do you feel you have to win back your ability to be a leader in this locker room?
I just want to go out there and go show people how, you know, what kind of tackle I am. I think I'm one of the best in the league, and go out there and do a lot less talking and just show people what I can do. So I think.
But whether or not people were looking sideways at you across the last year.
Not really. I mean.
You have to win back their confidence or whatever.
Only confidence I care about is our quarterback and our line. I love my guys. I think they can say the same for me. The way it's portrayed, really I just focus on the guys on my side of the ball.
When you say you think you're one of the best tackles in the league, is that a right tackle, left tackle, or both?
I'd say I'm a top 10 tackle in the league. Right or left. I'm not trying to get arrogant or anything, but I think you go watch the film, and whenever I'm playing, my deal is just staying on the field. So,
are there guys in the league who can only be right tackles? You say, okay, he's a right tackle. He couldn't be a left tackle.
Yeah, well, a lot of times they associate the left tackle with having, you know, great feet, and the right tackle's less athletic.
Right.
My deal was, I got the best ever playing, one of the best ever, Hall of Fame guy playing on left, so just got to buy my time until I'm over there. But, just got stuck in a good situation for me.
You might be like 34 by the time you move to
that. Jason Peters might be 42 by the time he retires, so I may be here my whole career, but I'm trying to make the best of it.
Would he be one of those who might be in the top 10 with you, like maybe a little ahead?
Say it again?
JP, might he be one of those?
No, he's a way above and beyond what I am now. I'm not in the conversation, so.
Yeah. Lane, what have you seen from Derek Barnett, the first round draft?
He had a good day today. One thing about him is he has terrific bend. So if you miss it with your hands, that's the way you're not going to break the Reggie White sack record in college if you don't have good traits. So just his bend is incredible, and he's one thing about it is telling those guys he has a great motor. So just a good guy in general.
Just for you personally, 3 weeks, obviously, you're over at left tackle. Next week, you'll be at right tackle. Mm-hmm. Does that make it more difficult? I mean, you mentioned just the fundamentals, and it's a bigger deal than most people.
Yes, it's difficult, but their deal was is, try to get some reps in whenever I can. So when I do make the transition over to the left side, it won't be, 6 years not having any reps at all. So just trying to put money in the bank while you can. And pretty much, I guess you just get the repetitions, pretty much all it is.
It's better.